About 2 weeks after the September 11th attacks, religious leaders from various faiths came together in Yankee Stadium for a prayer service. Among them were Christians, Hindus, Jews, Sikhs, and Muslims. One of the participants was Reverend David Behnke, a pastor and district president in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Behnke has since been charged with heresy for participating in the interreligious service and suspended from his position as a regional administrator. From Chicago Public Radio, Jason DeRose has the story.
According to Lutheran Church Missouri Synod doctrine, clergy and laity are prohibited from participating in worship with other groups. Reverend David Mosman is the editor of the denomination's newsletter, The Lutheran Witness.
A culture that sees this as just one opinion among many is not going to look very favorably upon that. Within our own church body, that's really not what the issue is. The issue is a little more clear-cut in terms of, does participation in this sort of event compromise the gospel, or does it promote and enhance the gospel?
Mosman says he understands that a postmodern society will have difficulty accepting the exclusive claims of his denomination's understanding of Christianity. Mary Todd is assistant provost at the Missouri Synod's Concordia University in River Forest, Illinois. She says there is disagreement on this issue within the Missouri Synod.
This is a flashpoint for a very seriously divided church. Now, a vast majority of lay people in the pews, understand and were very proud of what Dr. Behnke did that day. There are a few who have brought charges against him and who have led to this current situation of a suspension.
Todd says the division is at the very highest levels. In fact, Behnke had permission from the Missouri Synod's president to participate in the Yankee Stadium event. Behnke was suspended by one of the church's vice presidents in a letter which quotes complaints that he has dragged God's name down to the level of Allah and worshipped with pagans.
It really brings up some questions, even for Missouri Synod laity, about can't we have any contact with our neighbors?
Cynthia Jurison teaches church history at the Lutheran School of Theology in Chicago, a seminary not associated with the Missouri Synod.
If Christian denominations in North America are to have any relevance today to people's lives, Christian leaders of those denominations need to be able to make some public statement and need to be able to help people understand and cope with this event through the means of their theological or their religious experiences or their worldview and what have you.
Those who work for interfaith and interreligious cooperation are upset but not surprised by the controversy. Travis Raymond is the associate director of the Chicago-based Council for a Parliament of the World's Religions. He says a central question for many religions is how to relate to others in a pluralistic world.
I think some people can answer that question in a way that is positive and affirming about relating to people of other traditions. And for some people, they feel that their identity is threatened when they're in communication with people that are different.
Raymond says what people of faith should strive for is not unity, but rather harmony. The Missouri Synod is not the only church to confront pluralism. The Southern Baptists and Roman Catholics have, in recent years, found themselves in the midst of controversy over interreligious relationships. As for the Behnke case, it could take months to resolve. Missouri Synod leaders say the outcome depends on their decision about whether what took place in Yankee Stadium was a worship service or merely a civic event. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Chicago.